Folks, welcome back to this week's Patreon special exclusive bonus primo content episode. We're here, we're doing the remote thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. And it works, I think, for us. It's just as much chemistry as in person, certainly. Just less stuff to worry about over here. Me getting ready for my guest.
Sure.
So that's great. But we actually did hang out, I believe, twice this weekend.
Yeah, was
almost three
almost
times.
Three times. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, started off with came over with the kid.
Yep.
Did some kid activity.
Correct. Had a play date. Yep.
Watched them. Horse around in a little kiddie pool, which is adorable.
Always a good time, yeah.
And then the next day, we went and bought flowers together, like a couple of really cool dudes. So, you know, the whole quarantine thing is making both of us, I'd say, a little focusing on the homestead a little more, probably.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean,
so
projects are piling up, got a list of stuff to do. It's just... It's a good time to be home.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. Well, you know what? I don't know what I would be doing if I wasn't home. And I think if I wasn't home, I would be at a brewery with you. So
that's true.
Is it really all that different? No, not really.
Yeah. But instead, we're buying flowers at the store. And sprucing up our little respective gardens.
Yes, sir.
And you dropped me off, and you said you were actually going to go to an abandoned lot and pick flowers like with a shovel, just unearth plants and take them home with you.
There's a lot between our houses that I've noticed has a lot of landscaping left behind. The house is gone. The landscaping is still there, and it's just becoming just overgrown. And it'd be a hell of a waste for somebody to develop that lot and just plow all those plants, because that's what's going to happen.
Sure.
Because they're well-established plants. So at some point, I will probably venture over to that abandoned lot and just take a good amount of those plants out of there and then take them home. So yes, that is
okay.
The plan.
That's fine. Yeah, if like someone, you know, drops their wallet, you can just take it. It's yours now, you know.
There's no sign on the lot. There's nothing going on there.
If you see a car and it's unlocked, you can just have the car now, I think. Yeah, I get it. No, I understand your logic. Yeah, it's yours now.
That's right.
Doesn't matter if someone actually owns it or has plans with it. You matter more.
Yeah.
A white man.
Okay.
In 2020.
Mm-hmm.
When undoubtedly so many women of color would love
of white men in 2020. You're still offline. You're still off the Twitter. You haven't reactivated yet, which it's probably your longest stretch yet, I'd say, of not reactivating. So that's pretty good. Probably also helps that your phone's busted to shit, so that I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah, I was just looking at buying a new one to arrive tomorrow, so folks,
by the time you hear this, you're going to be back on. Yep. So you've missed some of the intermittent drama that Twitter is so famous for. So early this morning, 3 a.m. or something like that, somebody posted a clip of Jimmy Fallon doing his Chris Rock impersonation from Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
Where he was like in full blackface and everything from an episode from back in 2000 and proceeded to do the whole like, how is it okay for celebrities to get away with this, blah, blah, blah. So one of those innocuous 3 a.m. posts that somehow gain sentience almost and become just more than whatever. So earlier this evening, Jimmy Fallon put out an apology on Twitter for a sketch he did 20 years ago Here's his apologies, maybe a strong word, but in 2000, while on SNL, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. There is no excuse for this. I am very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision, and thank you all for holding me accountable.
But, yeah, it's not unquestionably offensive because it wasn't offensive then at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's being retroactively offensive is not offensive.
That's... Now, some of the better things that I've found in response to this whole Jimmy Fallon blackface thing were pictures of Eddie Murphy portraying white characters and people being...
That's a classic SNL bit.
Conservative sure. white people being like, oh, but this is a... okay, so it's okay when a black man does it instead, which is just like... such a great, like, tone deaf thing to say. I you love to see it.
Well, here's my thing, and I feel like I've told you this possibly after some beers, but I don't look at what he did as blackface at all.
Okay, you think
blackface to me is the shoe polish, the minstrel show thing.
Right.
He wore like brown makeup to look kind of like Chris Rock as he was doing his impression. It's not the same at all. It's when you're trying to look specifically like a certain person. I don't consider that blackface. I think it's just apparently it's. I don't think it's a great idea. Jimmy Kimmel had this same exact thing with Carl Malone and several other examples from that era. Those are both the same time, the late 90s, early 2000s, when comedy peaked, I believe. They were just like, it was just ridiculous to do it back then. It wasn't even, no one would have considered that offensive, and now that it suddenly is now, is... And by the way, like, the funny thing is, like, I see that picture of him as Chris Rock pop up on Twitter every couple months anyway.
Yeah, I just...
Like, how did it... Just why does it now...
Again, it's one of those weird things where it's just like... It's just like... It's always seems to be one of those, like, 2, 3, 4 a.m. posts. And it's like, it must be the first thing people see when they wake up or something. And then it's like, that for the day, they're like, well, I'm gonna cancel Jimmy Fallon now. Like, that's my life's work for the next 18 yeah. to 24 hours is to post incessantly about Jimmy Fallon.
And it's kind of like when Louis C.K. was the whole Me Too thing with him. Like, I've heard those stories about him years before that popped up, like on podcasts and stuff. People would be joking about it. And it's like the people being actually upset has to, like, catch up to it, you know what I mean? Like, with any of these delayed reactions from people.
Yeah.
Like, the blackface is the same. Like, at the time, it was just a silly joke and a sketch.
I really think the best part of it is that probably most of the people offended by it were not alive when that sketch was
put
out,
right?
That's true.
That's a very good
point.
So
I don't know if it's just a different mindset or, you know, it was a different time 20 years ago. A man could comfortably cover his face in brown makeup and leave his home and not have to worry about getting the cancel squad after him on Twitter. So,
and it's the same thing with the I don't know if they'll probably do it with Robert Downey Jr. and Tropic Thunder.
No, that was last week. They did that last week. So that,
oh,
was
last week. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we will get Jimmy Kimmel next week then.
Yeah, yes, the Carl Malone thing will resurface next week. Yeah, it's just a never-ending cycle of white guys doing. Although the argument, there was the counter argument of that it was the Robert Downey Jr. thing was meant to be like offensive, but offensive in like,
sure. It was meant to be like, yeah, the idea was this actor is so over the top insane. He does this, you know, ridiculous surgery to look black and then talk like a jive black guy and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there are people who, I guess, who will say that was offensive or whatever. But, you know, it's like, how do you explain comedy to these dullards that don't understand?
You can't. These are the people that think Tuca and Birdie is good. So, like, that's what they think is comedy, right? So, which, speaking of everybody, don't worry. It's been picked up by something. Somebody picked that horrible show up, and they're going to continue making the depressed show about birds or whatever.
Is it one of those, like, weird channels?
Nope, it's Adult on Swim. TV?
Oh, I was... You know how there's those channels now, like, if you have, like, a digital antenna, there's, like, 28.2 is a channel and stuff like that now. And they just, like, play old weird TV shows, and there's one for, like, old game shows and stuff like that.
Sure.
I don't know who's running these channels, how they start and how they happen.
Just a guy, odd. Just guy that like, bought that airwave, and he's like, I got MASH on DVD. I got the whole box set. I'm just going to hook it up and just run.
Yeah, some pervert has every episode of Family Feud from the 70s, and he's just playing them back to back. Speaking of race and fiction,
okay.
This is a tweet by a lady named L.L. McKinney. If you don't mention the race of every character in your book, I don't want to read it. I'm done with things that reinforce the white default.
Okay.
So, now, a little bit about L.L. McKinney. She is a... this is her Twitter bio.
Okay.
Master of urban fantasy. Queen of reimaginings. First of her name. Blurred. Cellist. Uppity negress. Fucks currently on backorder. Avada Kedavra nuts. So what she's most known for is she writes modern urban retellings of Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh.
Books. And she has a quite a long FAQ section on her website. Where she explains that, you know, she's a Gryffindor and stuff like that.
But this one, sure.
I want to read this one. The question was, do you have any pets? And her answer, yes, my cat Sir Chester Fluffmeyer Bloop Snoot Purrington Wigglebottom Flufferson III Esquire Baron O'Butterscotch.
Cool.
I call him Chester for short. I post about him a lot. You can find him on hashtag Sir Chester all over the interwebs.
Man.
Fun fact about this kitty, he loves BTS. No lie, he might be more army than me. I'm assuming that's referring to that K-pop
pop
band.
Group. Yeah.
So this is just the worst type of person someone I could never interact with in my life. Yeah, she's like 40.
That stinks,
This is a, yeah. Oh, she used to be into cosplay, huh?
Interesting. She stopped doing that when she was 39, though. Hey, you know what? Since we're on the topic, do you want to play a voicemail from a listener?
Let's do it.
All right. So this is from a listener who didn't leave their name, but I think we'll soon find out why that was when I play this voicemail.
Hey, so it's really hard to find the number to call you guys out. It's not really posted anywhere as far as I can tell. I haven't really checked Twitter, but I have checked the Patreon. You should probably add it to the About section. Anyway, so I had a pretty funny idea, you know. It's a bunch of black guys that open up a vineyard, and the vineyard's name is Vinegars. At least that's how it's spelled, but that's not how it's pronounced. You know, it sounds like vine and... it's a really good idea, and if you guys want to open up a vineyard and use that as a name, that'd be okay. I don't buy.
Okay. So.
Great. We were not soliciting vineyard naming ideas.
It's a really good idea that this person does not want to use, amazingly.
Now, if a couple of black guys open up a vineyard, is that what he said?
Yeah, he said if it's a bunch of black guys that open up a vineyard and its name is Vinegars.
Bunch of black guys.
Just a bunch of black guys.
Just any bunch will do. But then he said if we want to open one, we
can use. Now, would that be appropriation or
It would be racist, I think. Is what I would say. But it would be also very funny. So, now what if we did it in the looking like Chris Rock in makeup?
And then we have to do that for the rest of time in order to keep it becomes the most popular vineyard on the East Coast, and we have to keep dressing.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
If we did it in Boston, especially, it'd be great. And not to point out any sort of flaw in this plan, but vinegar and wine is not a great association for flavor, unless you're making red wine vinegar, which. Sounds I guess nice. We probably should to capitalize on the name. Funny thing happened to me this past week is that I was added to my high school alum Facebook group.
Ooh.
With hundreds of people from that time.
Sure.
Boy, it's been quite a hoot following along and seeing all the. Some old faces.
Okay. Is this there was a, for everybody, like all years, or is it just your graduating
it's
class?
It's from 2000 to 2010, but pretty much only, from what I can see, 2002 to 2005 actually post in there, which was the people that I would know. So, and also seeing how some of these people turned out, and a lot of fascinating things. First of all, a staggering number of them have married each other.
Like, sure.
I cannot believe how many people I see that are just the same. Like, well, you guys were dating 19 years ago when you're still at it, huh? Same neighborhood.
Live across the street from their mom and dad. Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, God. And, a lot of I'm not going to say what I was an observation that I had because it would be deemed as racist. But so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read some of the posts that I found on there that are very interesting. This is a guy named Jonathan posted this one. Coming from the Miami Fort Lauderdale school system before attending this school from 1999 to 2001. I didn't see that many mixed races, but man, it was a shock how many people looked like Tiger Woods to me. I always assumed dads were black and moms were Asian, but my bad for the assumption, right? So here's a question to see if my theory is right or not. From 98 to class of 05, how many of you had the opposite? Asian dad, black mom? I'm guessing maybe one, but let's see.
Why? 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 That's okay.
Mostly people being fairly respectable in the comments, but a guy named Tim said this. The school's near a military base. Men stationed overseas brought back their mistresses and favorite hookers and married them. It's not complicated. Your mama might have been a sex worker and your dad a John.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
It doesn't address the...
yeah, it doesn't answer. It doesn't get to the bottom of the how many, but does say the it does answer the how perhaps.
Sure, thanks, Tim. I found another post. A guy named Tremaine made a post saying, "Guys who cook deserve unlimited blowjobs."
Sure.
So it's one of those groups. And a response from a gal named Crystal said this: "LMAO, my man can bake me a chocolate chip cookie." Obey, you want head? Come here, daddy. Let me eat this chocolate chip cookie off your dick. this is a group for high school classmates.
I guess that's to say. These are people that supposedly know one another to some extent.
And are now nearing 40. another post, a lady named Danielle asked, "What's the wildest thing y'all ever threw at your dude while arguing?" And here's some pretty good responses. Tanya says, "The wig of the bitch he was cheating on me with, chucked it across the room at the back of his head." Now, folks, what are you picturing? What these people look like. A lady named Chastity said, "My car, He decided to get out of the car while I was driving at a stop sign, so I kept going while he was half easy out my door.
That's good. I like that one.
Betty Lou said, a Christmas tree and a computer desk.
Just going completely ape in the living room. Just going yeah, King Kong mode. Style, yeah.
Actually, I knew, I remember I was actually pretty good friends with Betty Lou's brother, her older brother, Eddie. And both just, like, Eddie actually Donkey Kong shaped, like, big giant arms.
Sure.
And, but, like, not strong from being athletic, just a big dome.
From strong from having to carry himself around kind of style.
Yeah. But also, this was from Bridget. Well, I've thrown lots of things at my exes. Remembering is a struggle, but beer bottle, full unopened can of Coke, phones, and other shit. I'm sure now my mom's ex, I used to fight with my mom's ex-boyfriend really bad. I actually swung a baby stroller at him and threw an unopened beer at him when she dodged and it hit his car windshield and shattered it. I also hit him with a lamp. My temper used to be bad. I've chilled a ton now.
What a great group. So you were just added. This just was a serendipitous thing, or you just added to this?
Yeah, it was just someone else from the school added me there.
Oh, that's so great, man. That's so good.
Yeah, it's been the only thing I've really looked at online the last 4 days.
That's going to be so good for content, just for different stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm excited about it. By the way, I went to Bridget's profile, and the intro says, I'm very sarcastic, very stubborn, strong-willed, and I've got no filter at all, enter at own risk.
And then a GIF, page under construction. Yeah.
Recent post that she had. I don't know why some of y'all acting all high and mighty like you ain't ever ate a cat or a dog before. Let me see your call logs. Bet your ass ordered Chinese last night.
Great.
Pretty good. She also has 5 kids with 5 different guys. So pretty good. Who's going to be lucky number 6, fellas? I'm sure her DMs are open. Watch out for any unopened cans, Coke or beer. She's thrown them both. She waits till 5 o'clock to throw the beer. Otherwise, it's Coke before that. Actually, I saw it today. Today, I almost like had to log off because I found a lady who she announced in a couple months she's going to be a grandmother.
In your work in that group?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Okay.
Like, at her oldest, she's 38.
Oh, maybe? My God.
Maybe? I was just like, oh, no. This is, oh, no. What have I stumbled onto here? Oof. Yeah, poor school, poor area. Part of town of Tampa that's actually getting quite gentrified now, but at the time, a lot of folks from various backgrounds of potential trouble. There was a very dangerous low income projects right across the street. If my memory serves correctly, you would just see.
Dangerous to whom? To
well, you would just see like. Bullet holes in the side of the building.
Okay.
Like that. So I'm sure trouble in paradise across the street at the Rembrandt Projects.
That's a cool name, though. Around.
Yeah, you would think. What was Rembrandt? Was an artist?
He was. Yeah, I believe he was Baroque.
Yeah, so not quite what he had in mind. With his name being slapped onto something, I would assume. Yeah, so that group's been really entertaining. It's fun to see, you know, the classic thing about, you know, all the popular kids are now fat and gross and all that.
For sure.
But that's not true. I think all the kids that were most popular and attractive still are.
Probably.
And then all the people that are gross are just way grosser now.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, the number of like some of these women, the Snapchat filters, there's like six or seven filters deep on each picture, and they from all sorts of angles. You know,
the classic holding it 2 feet above your head with like looking up style.
Yeah, there was one woman, like, I couldn't even tell if she had, like, a nose because it was so filtered out of her face.
It's like skin, like just, Voldemort, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like, everyone knows what's going on there, right?
Sure.
You know, it's no one's, no one thinks, oh, wow, she's so, her skin is so smooth. It's so, she's such a beauty. How does she do it at this age? Wow, incredible.
But the thing is, if it makes her, I mean, this is going to sound so, if it makes her feel better and it doesn't hurt anybody, yeah, then who, you know, that's,
oh, wow, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess you could say that about many, many posts that we read on this podcast. So,
true.
If that's your attitude,
buddy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so you should say that in response to every single post I ever read from now on.
You know what?
You know what? Like every MGTOW Stormfront post, like, yeah, you know what? Whatever. They're just
they're just having fun.
Fun.
Just let them live their lives. No Terry Bollea though, because of the time frame there, huh?
Actually, you know what? I made one actual post on the
okay,
and it was let's give it up for our school's most famous alum, Mr. Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan himself, and it got like 70 comments or something like that.
That's good.
Some of them were like, yeah, I used to, like, my aunt went to school with them, and they dated and, like, stuff sure. like that. And then there's ones that are like, I hate that piece of shit. He's a racist, whatever, the usual. And then this one guy who's, his profile picture is, like, him with a shirt that says, like, Port Tampa till I die, which is the neighborhood, Port Tampa. And his comment was, fuck him, he turned his back on Port Tampa, you know. It's like, it's like, oh my, so this guy is
deep into, he's deep into it,
into the neighborhood, and like I think what he means, he turned his back, is it means he made more than 40 grand a year and moved out of Port Tampa. And like, yeah, that's usually what, that's, I did want to respond, like, yeah, like, that's, you don't stay there if you can help it. Like,
it's, that's so, you know, good, dude.
And he still lives in the area anyway. It's not like he like left. It's like he lives in a nice house, you know, because he's got millions of dollars. He's not gonna be in Port Tampa. Oh my, in some dog shit flat house with a really crumbling screened-in porch, and a truck with no wheels outside.
The pool enclosure where all of the netting has ripped out. The pool has water in it, but there's no way in hell you'd ever get in. It's just becoming its own ecosystem at this point.
Yeah,
it's just,
you can't tell it's water anymore.
Just, yeah.
Tile that's been stained with cigarette smoke over the years and throughout the house. Wood paneling that's has like people carved initials in it over the years, and
basically the inside of the house is a bar. It is, yeah, a bar. It looks like a bar.
Peanut shells on the right.
Well, grab yourself a handful of peanuts from that giant wooden barrel right next to the door as you come in. Where do you want the shells? Just on the floor. It helps oil the hardwood, just all over the linoleum. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I had so many. That was my first time as a, you know, I lived in that area, but my parents were both very anal about being kind to guests and having a clean house and all that. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to this kid Josh's house in third grade, and it was that kind of house we're talking about. And the mom was just this loud, annoying bitch that was just like, just like screaming at her kids and just like smacking their ass if they like talked back. It was like, you know, it was such a bizarre thing. Like, you're just doing this in front of guests when they come over, I guess. I don't know.
I'm supposed to be nice to, I'm supposed to respect this woman. Okay.
It's really weird. Yeah. Anyway, another thing I saw on Facebook this week. This was the Drake meme, where he's got the hand up at the first thing, but then he's pointing in a positive way at the second thing, right? The one that he's not a fan of, getting mad at people on unemployment for making more than you while you still have to work.
Okay.
And then he's doing the positive point at getting mad at the government for not raising the minimum wage in years and not providing guaranteed hazard pay in the COVID-19 relief bill. Also, getting mad at big corporations who refuse to pay the workers a livable wage during a national health crisis. Your fellow workers are not the enemy. And let's just go ahead and say, correct, but why did you make this stupid-ass meme with this wordy... like, this is... the folks on the left are horrible at... they have to do all these... I mean, like, the text had to get way smaller in the second one to make their stupid little point. it's like, man, is there any way you can simplify this shit to be... But the main reason why I got it was because there was a comment from someone in the who follows that person who did the exact same meme but replaced Drake with was it Geordi from Star Trek, LaForge?
Geordi.
Yeah. Geordi LaForge. And it said, "Here, it's even better without that awful human." So they redid the meme, but
exact same
got thing. Rid of the the person who
the whole point is of the
problematic.
Meme.
They got rid of the problematic, like the idea that you're removing a problematic person from a meme is so wildly. Incomprehensibly pathetic to me. Like, if is someone seeing the Drake meme and being like, I don't like that guy, so
yeah. But that's the thing, is like,
I don't like the meme.
How is he problematic outside of just not like I don't think he's been.
I think from what I understand, and I know absolutely nothing about. I don't think I've ever even heard a Drake song before. I think he. Has like he was like texting some teenage girls.
Oh, okay.
Well, then stuff he's like that.
Fucking canceled then. All right.
Yeah, but like it's a meme, and the whole point of the meme, it's not like, hey, we're celebrating Drake today with this picture of him. But no, it's a you're.
Let's hear it for this guy.
Like, he is so unimportant in the grand scheme of what. The person is trying to convey with this fucking convoluted message. And the idea that you would like, we should actually replace Drake in this meme with someone that we like is just. It's absolutely pathetic to me.
Human brain works, huh? It's cool.
Oh,
that's a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Gassy a lot lately, I think, partly after yesterday.
Yeah.
Where. What did I do? I did a Memorial Day thing.
Yeah, you had like a open house where you were having people over in like shifts, right? In order to keep it, or at least that was.
Well,
the
that
idea.
Was well, that was the idea. Yeah, it was kind of. Well, it was really just like, hey, just open house. Don't you know? Feel free to. I said like any time in the afternoon, and one guy came at like 1:30, and then everyone else came like an hour later.
Ah, sure.
And just stuck around till. 6:30 or something. It was only probably 12 total people, including me and my wife and everything. But yeah, definitely more of a gathering than I anticipated. And yeah, I drank a lot of beers, as I am capable of not doing at these things that I hosted.
Now,
allow me
to ask: was this another? Did the party end again when you just disappeared and went to bed at 6:30? Is that why?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I will say this was the one of those. You know how sometimes like you're like 2 hours into drinking or whatever, and you're like, you know what? I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Sure.
So I can go ahead and open up a couple more beers in quick succession.
And then 30 minutes later, you're like, well.
Just hammered shortly after that. But it wasn't like, yeah, that the last one we did, that was one where I definitely blacked out halfway into it. for a baby shower, if I recall correctly.
Irish goodbye'd yourself right to your own bedroom.
Which honestly is my ideal situation.
Okay, it's not bad because
don't really have to say goodbye to anybody. Don't have to clean up. My wife loved that part. Just bye-bye. I'm out. But yeah, so every time I have one of those days, I wind up having horrifying gas the next day.
True.
Throughout the day. So I've farted this place up a whole shitload and burping left and right, drinking a Coke Zero now, and that's not helping. Caffeine throughout the day. The whole bit.
Speaking of caffeine, okay. I made another innocuous post this today that made a lot of people upset for various reasons, which I'm not quite sure of. So I posted that all
you're
coffee.
Exactly sure of why, and then you enjoy it, you little piggy.
All coffee tastes exactly the same. There's no. It doesn't matter how it's brewed, where it comes from. It's all fine. It's all whatever. It's all, you know, coffee is coffee to me. And I believe you retweeted that under the show account, which means you were online and said that was psychopathic. But I want to tell you that I came to this conclusion because over the weekend, I saw some people posting on Twitter how difficult it is to make cold brew coffee. Which is where you literally take a jar or some sort of container, put coffee in it, put water in it, and then leave it sit there for anywhere between 18 to 24 hours, and then you drain it, and then you have coffee.
Gotcha. This is in response to that.
But so what I did is I made cold brew coffee, which was the easiest thing I think I've ever done in my life, because, again, you put the coffee in the water in a container, and then you don't touch it. And I also made a pot of regular coffee. And then did a taste test because supposedly cold brew coffee tastes different, has sweeter, whatever. No difference whatsoever. It was the same. So
You probably did it wrong, to be fair, because it does definitely taste different. But you are correct in that it is the easiest thing in the world to do. I do it 3 times a week at least, sometimes more depending on how much, you know. My wife grabs a nice coffee to go. I have this pitcher that I have. I put 3 ounces of coffee in of coarse coffee. You don't want it to be ground completely.
Sure.
And then you just put that in there, fill it with water, put it in the fridge, and it's ready to go the next morning.
Yep.
It is impossibly easy. You have to be a real stupid dodo bird to not get that. Or you're just... You don't know how to grind coffee or something. There's some part of the stuff.
There seems to be something with the measurement system that people are having trouble with.
Then you figure it out and then it's done and then you're set.
Then you're set for the rest of your life. You could even write it on whatever container.
Or you can Google it. There's 55 million pages about it online that should give you a pretty good idea. I don't know if you do this, but whenever I'm like – looking for a recipe or a method or something like that that has like a sort of universal, you know, it's not like, let's just say, cold brew. I'm like, how, you know, what's the right quantity, you know, ratio of water to coffee for cold brew? And I'll click like 5 or 6 different links in different tabs, and then I'll just sort of average out what they all say.
Sure.
Sure. So if one says, you know, 1 to 4, one says 1 to 3 or whatever, I'll just like, I'll just 1 to 3.5, whatever, you know.
Yep.
I sort of take the collective opinion because like individual blogs and opinions about anything recipe wise or technique wise.
It is an opinion. It's going to be biased towards whoever it is that.
So. Feel free, people out there, to just do that with stuff like this. Like, just also just do it, and then if it's what makes it good or what makes it not good, just go ahead and do something different to change that. Are people fucking babies or something? I don't get it.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a part of this whole quarantine thing that has made people look a lot more inward. Because there's just a lot of stuff like that where it's just like, this is too, like, it's too hard to do. And it's like, that's, again, it's that's not too hard. Like, yeah. Or the whole, I saw a friend from high school posted a loaf of bread on Instagram today, which mm-hmm. is like, what, about, I don't know, what, 12 weeks too late to get onto that train. Mm-hmm. And like wrote like a 2.5 paragraph thing about like how he was so impressed that he was able to make something that his family, Jesus he and his family Christ. Could enjoy together. It's just like, please don't do that. But like, it was like, he's like a nice guy, so I couldn't be like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, it's just like, okay, I'll throw you that little like there and keep scrolling. I don't know.
I've seen some real shitty breads people have posted. Sure.
Now, I have seen people also admit that they've made bad bread, which I think is also a big step for people, because a lot of people online will not admit when they fuck up something that they're trying to do. Like, they'll just be like, I made bread, and then somebody will be like, that doesn't look right, and then they'll just like not reply or just like start an argument about it. Like,
yeah, like this one, I've actually mentioned her before. She was she's one of the people who's latched on to the MLM lifestyle of social media influencer wannabe mm-hmm. type blogging and stuff, you know, on Instagram mm-hmm. and such. And she did one of those similar. She made a loaf of bread, and it did this, like, what an incredible experience. And, you know, you learn so much about yourself when you create these things. Yeah. And then she posts a picture of her bread. It's like a tan turd. It just looks fucking dreadful. And, like, God, like, after this inspiring story, I'm looking at this thing, and this just looks like a stain on a carpet. Like a 3D stain, and you know, looks fucking dreadful. She cut it open, looks like shit. And like, I asked her, like, I told her, like, it looks like it might have proofed a little too long. And she said, "Hey, what does that mean?" I was like, "All right,
forget not it. Not even gonna go into it. I was like, not even gonna bother."
I was like, okay, so all this incredible inward journey of doing this, you don't even know what proofing means?
You decided your emotional labor was not worth
it. Exactly. I should have said, it is not my job. Or I should have just linked it to the book, sorry. Honestly. I was like, look, yeah. You're trying to grift people. I'm going to do the same. So, here, hey, buy the book.
Hey, speaking of which, here's another listener voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, fellas. At work, but I just had a post I wanted to read you. This is from Twitter user Juliana. This is, I don't know. And it says, "When I found out my ex was cheating on me, I fucked the dude that killed his brother, crying face." And then there's a response that says, "This is Scorpio energy. Y'all earth signs wouldn't understand." I think that's pretty bad. But also, I wanted to mention, this is for Christian. I bought Geiger's book. I'm not good to make bread, but just thought you would want to know. Anyways, thanks, fellas. Bye.
Thanks to that sleepy fella. Thanks to Droopy for calling in. Leaving him that wonderful call. He was at work, he said?
Yeah, he was at work, so I'm imagining him like hunched over his desk, like muttering into his phone.
Good God. Well, thanks for the for buying the book, pal. Your 19 cents or whatever it is making me this much closer to being a wealthy influencer online. Yeah, that's a good post. I'm seeing so much more horoscope shit this day. It's getting wild.
I think people are getting into that now because they're like, they're big into, like, again, they're being like introspective, which
it's stinks. Yeah, but it's in there, but it's like retarded because it's fake dumb shit for dumb girls. So that's kind of the problem when you're introspective in a stupid way, right?
Sure.
That would be my thought on that occasion, right?
That seems pretty introspective, sure. Whatever. What is that? What does introspective mean?
So I found this post. This is from Facebook. A guy posted this. So it just dawned on me that the 28th of this month marked 4 months until I turned the big 4-0. Yep, 40 years old. I would love nothing more than to have a true surprise party I know nothing about to mark the occasion. Mm-hmm. My birthday is on Memorial Day this year, May 28th. Thrown by my closest friends, both my local vape fam and friends and band friends and non-vape friends and any of my out-of-town friends who could possibly make the trip here for this once-in-a-lifetime occasion. If you want to plan something, I've given you 4 months advance writing, but do not drop me any hints that anyone is planning anything for me if anyone wants to do something special for my 40th birthday in the first place. This got one like, and it was himself.
Wow. Any follow-up on how his Memorial Day surprise party that he didn't have went? No? That is really some deep-seated grim stuff to publicly post that you want a I want a surprise. That's like a what's the girl from Willy Wonka, the golden goose girl? Like, that's very
I want it now.
Yeah, that girl? It's like posting that you want a surprise party that you're essentially planning by putting it out there into the universe, so to speak, is man.
Yeah, that reminds me a girl I know like didn't get engaged to a guy until he like did it the exact right way that she wanted, you know?
Sure.
Which to be like is the stupidest shit on the planet to me. Like either be engaged or like, are you getting married or like you're going to get married like no matter what, right? So aren't you just automatically engaged at that point? It's such a stupid thing to me. But yeah, the idea of begging people to throw your party, and then clearly no one's, I'm going to guess no one took him up on that one.
I'm going to say no.
But that's, you know. That fucking stinks. This was sent in from listener Mario. It's a tweet by someone named @CheerioBuffet. Teaching STEM without teaching the humanities is how you get Spider-Man villains. Teaching theater without teaching the humanities is how you get Batman villains. Now,
okay,
you know what that means, right?
Nope.
Okay. Neither do I. But I do know that this lady does have a podcast called Tabletop Squadron.
Okay.
Which describes itself as thus: Tabletop Squadron is a Star Wars Edge of the Empire actual play podcast. We present stories in a campaign setting with a consistent cast of characters and tell a long-form story over many episodes. Okay. Come join us as the crew of the Afternoon Delight learn to work together and find out what's really important to them. Oof. It's a big galaxy out there, and we intend to explore it all. New episodes every other Thursday. Account run by Lilith, she, they. Which... I didn't know you could be a she they combo.
Sure.
I thought it was.
Sure.
I've not. How? How does that make sense? Enlighten me.
I don't know, but I just thought it'd be really funny to shorten that to Shem, and then it's like, then you tell people that, and then they're like, Shemp? Like the Stooge. That would be a pretty good bit. I identify as Shemp.
Okay.
Now I'm looking at Edge of the Empire.
Okay.
This is basically Dungeons. No, it's not basic. It is Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh.
Star Wars. So they are playing.
Yikes.
Dungeons and Dragons, but being like Chewbacca or Lobaka.
So somehow or, more embarrassing version of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff for this too. My,
of course there is.
God. Oh, and there's a web comic too. That's cute.
Mm.
Oh, we love to see it. It
doesn't have to be. It's, you know what? There isn't. It's not canon that it exists. in the Report This Post universe. That is not a thing that's real. I feel like we've talked about Dungeons and Dragons before. I'm not sure, but it's one of those things where theoretically I could be really into it.
Concept is cool, execution stinks, I think, is the thing, right? Like,
I would, to get into it now, there would have to be a lot of beer involved. And then, because I can't imagine getting into it with a group of friends without massive irony at work, you know? Like, to have it with straight-faced and, like, earnestly playing it, I feel like I wouldn't have an easy go at that. But
no.
Maybe when I was 14, it would have been fine, but...
It feels now, like one of those things, too, that's like there's so many... A couple friends and I tried to, probably going on 10 years ago, tried to start up, and like just learning the rules and then like having to create a character, like by that point it's just like the interest was from the group was gone, because it's like 8+ hours of prep to do it, right. And then it's like question mark how, like, unless you have somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing, especially a group of like 5 guys that had zero idea how the shit works. Like, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to it, and it's too much for me personally. It's too much to take on. So,
it's also, you can just like drop in and play. And I'm that way with video games now, where I'm like, I can't. All the games now have insane stories and like these very long cutscenes, and like I want to play games that require no thinking, and I want to be able to just zone out for whatever the allotted time I have to play a game. And so probably for the best I didn't get that Final Fantasy VII remake, because I wouldn't be able to play it.
Sure.
It would be pointless for me to get that, because I could just skip the cutscenes and use the Buster Sword to slash people, but then why did I buy the game?
Why drop that much? Yeah, sure.
Just not using the game to what it's to be used for. So, yeah, I mean, I'm fine. Like, I got Red Dead Redemption 2, and anytime I've played it, I'm just riding around on a horse, just shooting things. Like, the story,
I'm not women even. That are washing their clothes by the
absolutely.
Water,
like, I have no idea what the story is. I'm just hunting down animals on a horse, and it's like, did I really just pay how much money for this game?
Yeah, see, the open world games are very interesting. That's a big interest to me, where it's just like, don't care about the storyline, just want to ride around, look at stuff, shoot a coyote or whatever, tie a woman up, throw it in front of a train, just all the stuff we all
that shit rocks. That's actually really fun to do that. Well, I mean, that's the Rockstar games. You're able to just completely destroy people, and that's so much more rewarding than whatever the story is. Like, there's no way I would get as much satisfaction with beating a video game's storyline than like perfectly throwing a like a very nice woman that said, "Hello, sir," and just taking him in. Tossing her in front of a train and seeing her body be eviscerated. Like, that's so much better. I don't care how much money they spent on writers, how much voice actors were paid. Don't care. I want to kill some women and children in a video game. Like, that's all I care about.
Spend 15 minutes doing that and turn off. Like, well, that was enough for me.
That's, yep.
That quite recharged my brain for a bit.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Or just like, you can like going on the edge of a cliff and like running as fast as you can off of it and just trying to die is in the most fun way possible. Just like killing myself in the game 1,000 different ways. Oh, it's so great. It's so much better than anything else. I love it. And Dungeons and Dragons, you can't just like let me just pick up for 10 minutes. What are they called? Mission? Not mission. What do you call a Dungeons and Dragons? Like, session? No.
I think it's either session. Is it
campaign? Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, let me just pick up that for 20 minutes before the kid wakes up from the nap. let me get my six buddies over real quick.
Hey guys,
they're all waiting in the carport until I can. Yep. All right. What else you got, Chris? Anything else fun?
Fun?
What's coming up this week?
For the show?
Well, okay.
Yes.
Whatever you got, buddy.
So this week, let's see. It is going to be... We're doing a metal episode of the show.
That's right.
And this was chosen by one of our listeners.
One of our patrons.
Patrons, yes. That was Foot Fetish Matt.
That's right.
From the $25 level, got to choose the topic that we're going to do this week of metal. Some real grim stuff out there. I was surprised at the depth and breadth of some of this stuff. Not being a super metalhead guy myself, but have been listening to a lot of Metallica in preparation of recording that episode. So don't know why.
Yeah. And kudos to Matt for... taking a little bit out of his monthly OnlyFans budget so he can pay us the $25 level, I believe, right? To pick an episode topic plus other goodies. What else do you get at that level?
You get a t-shirt and you get a piece of artwork drawn by moi, and that's Matt's right. artwork that you may have seen floating around on Twitter is a picture of a giant Amy Klobuchar stepping on an anime Geiger.
That's right.
So our future vice president just taking her stinky big foot and smushing it on our perfect angel baby boy. So
in a way, it's still money directly funding his debilitating foot fetish.
Correct. He said he was going to make it his phone lock screen. So great. Now, if you would like to choose a show topic and you don't want to make the jump to the 25 level if you're not already there yet, which I don't understand why you wouldn't be, you can head on over to our store at storeenvy.com/reportthispost, and you can actually buy a voucher to choose a show topic if you so desire.
To the 25 level, to pick a show topic, you have to be 2 months...
Correct.
So you have to be. So in other words, you're paying $50 for the show topic if you look at it that way. But you can just go to the store and buy it for $35.
Correct.
Without having to.
I don't know why we're saying.
Well, no, I mean, because you get other stuff with the $50 level.
That's
true.
You get the
Amy Klobuchar picture. That's what the only thing Christian's actually drawing now. Whatever
that's
you
correct.
Request, he's just going to insert
Amy Klobuchar.
Amy
yep.
Klobuchar into it.
Here's a picture of my grandmother that passed away. She's Amy Klobuchar now.
Yeah, she's inside Amy Klobuchar's tummy now, is being digested.
That's what you wanted, right? Is that not what you requested?
You know, just sort of an artistic interpretation of it. All right, I think that'll do it. Bye.